"There's someone out there." "Isn't there?" he whispered. Crouching, the dire wolf crept backward, white fur rising on the back of his neck. "The guard," he thought. "They left a man to guard my door. Ghost smells him through the door. That's all it is." Slowly, John pushed himself to his feet. He was shivering, uncontrollably, wishing he still had a sword. Three quick steps brought him to the door. He grabbed the handle and pulled it inward. The creak of the hinges almost made him jump. His guard was sprawled bonelessly across the narrow steps, looking up at him. Looking up at him, even though he was lying on his stomach. His head had been twisted completely around. "It can't be," John told himself. "This is the Lord Commander's tower. It's guarded day and night. This couldn't happen. It's a dream. I'm having a nightmare."